and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with the spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. This week's theme is inspired by the weather, believe it or not. Even though it's gone a bit chillier again, earlier this week, it really felt like spring had arrived. Students were on their patios, people were hanging around Tyndall Field, and for a moment, it felt like summer was just around the corner. The sun was out and everyone seemed to be in a better mood. And there were smiles everywhere. So that feeling when the weather lifts your spirits a little is what this week's theme is all about. Songs can do the same thing, and sometimes a track just brings a bit of warmth and good energy the same way a sunny afternoon does. So the first song today feels like that perfect way to start. It is Sunny. It was originally written in 1963 by American singer-songwriter Bobby Hebb during a really difficult moment in his life. Within the same week, his older brother was killed and the country was mourning the assassination of John F. Kennedy. In the middle of all that darkness, Hebb wrote Sunny as a reminder that there still can be light and hope. The song became a hit in 1966 and has been recorded by many artists over the years. One of the most recognizable versions came in 1976 from the disco group Boney M, who gave it that upbeat, funky groove that people still love today, especially me. So here it is, Sunny by Boney M.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain.
Sunny by Boney M. And if that didn't lift your spirits a little, I'm not sure what will. Keeping the good moods going, up next we've got the Canadian band Lighthouse with One Fine Morning. And honestly, with the kind of week we've been having, there have been quite a few fine mornings lately. It was released in 1971, and the song really captures that bright, feel-good energy that comes with a beautiful day. So Lighthouse was known for blending rock with jazz and that big brass selection, which is what gives the track that warmth, uplifting sound. So here it is, One Fine Morning.
Loved ones, this is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it,
get down on
get
it.
Get down on it,
get down on it.
Come on and
get down on it,
baby, baby.
Get down on it,
get on it.
Get down on it.
I say,
by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down. What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on then.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby,
you know it when you're dancing, yeah. You show it when you move, move, move. You know it when you're dancing, yeah. You show it as you move.
Get Down On It by Kool and the Gang. And hopefully that got some of you up and dancing. I know I'm feeling pretty good right now and the vibes are high. As some of you know, we just passed International Women's Day. So a quick shout out to all the women out there. And if you're wondering how many women we're celebrating, well, according to the next song, it might actually be all of them. Up next is I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan. Even though the song is forever linked to her, it was actually written by the legendary duo Ashford and Simpson back in 1978. They wrote it as a celebration of women's strength, independence, and confidence. It went on to become one of Chaka Khan's biggest hits and helped launch her solo career after her time with Rufus. With its grooves and message, it quickly became an anthem and it still holds up today. So here it is, I'm Every Woman.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was It Was a Shame by the Spinners. Up next is When I Die by the Canadian band Motherlode. The song was released in 1969 and ended up becoming the group's biggest hit, helping put the band on the map both in Canada and the United States. What really makes the track stand out is that big, bold horn selection. Motherlode blended rock with soul and R&B influences, which gives the song that rich, energetic sound that was becoming popular at the end of the 60s. And even though that title might sound a little heavy, the message of the song is actually pretty hopeful. It's less about the end of life and more about living fully when you're here, appreciating the moment and not worrying too much about what comes next. So I think that's perfect for today's theme and really just celebrating those highs in life. So here it is, When I Die.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Paradise, put up a parking lot. We with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. They charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Put up a parking lot.
That was How Long Do I Have to Wait for You by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. The group became well known in the early 2000s for bringing back that classic old school soul sound, the kind that feels like it could come straight out of the 1960s, and that's truly why I love them so much, and keeping that modern soulful feel-good energy going. The next artist is one I play quite a bit on the show, and that is Tanika Charles. I'm a big fan of her music and the way she brings that timeless soul style into modern songs. The track I picked today is Reasons to Stay. It's one of those songs that just puts me in a good mood. Tanika has really built a name for herself, blending vintage soul influences with a fresh, modern sound, and this song is a great example of that. So here it is, Reasons to Stay. I hope you enjoy.
Sentimental once Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Hey, baby.
been one of my favorite albums released in 2026. It is The Romantic by Bruno Mars. And the track we just heard from it is On My Soul. I've always loved Bruno Mars because he really knows how to capture that soulful, feel-good energy in his music. Mars has often said that many of his songs start with a feeling or a character. With The Romantic, he leans into that larger-than-life persona, old charm and a little bit of drama. The sound pulls from those classic soul and R&B performers who treated love songs like full performances, which is why the album feels so nostalgic. Now, folks, we are getting to our last track of the night, and you know what that means. It's time for our hidden gem. The one I picked today is a song I've loved for a long, long time, and honestly, it almost always gets me up dancing and feeling great. And really, most of these songs by this band do. So to close things out tonight, we've got a little Earth, Wind, and Fire with Shining Star. The song was written in the mid-1970s by the band leader Maurice White, along with bandmates Larry Dunn and Philip Bailey. The idea behind it was simple but powerful, a reminder that no matter where you come from, everyone has the ability to shine. I love that. So, released in 1975, Shining Star became the group's first number one hit and one of their most recognizable songs, powered by that incredible groove and energy Earth, Wind, and Fire are known for. And honestly, I think Earth, Wind, and Fire is such an unrecognized band at times. They have so many incredible hits. I could listen to them all day, and I feel like they're rarely talked about. So I'm happy to share some of their hits, and I hope you all enjoyed today. And thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny. And make sure to tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here it is, Earth, Wind, and Fire with their hit, Shining Star.